This is pretty straightforward, some of the issues tonight. Last week we got up to Resh Pei Beis, Sif Yud. Sif Tes was what, well, we discussed Tes. Tes was the issue of people that are Tamei carrying Sifrei Torah, and I think we're up to Sif Yud now. So in Sif Yud, if we're on the pages of the what's it called, on the source sheet pages, we're on page one.
The source again. I don't think I got them. Oh wait, let me check.
They're in the chat. I got them.
Oh, yeah.
You should have them.
I got them.
Okay, so we're in Sif Yud here. It says Sefer Torah Shabalo Nifsal Nosin Oso Bekli Cheres Vekovernoso Eitzel Tamar Chacham Zuhi Gniza So. So this is based on a Gemara in Maseches Megillah that if a Sefer Torah became wasted, that became not wasted, it started. Disintegrating, I guess, or became no good, or became pasul, so you place it into a kli cheres, you place it into, sounds like some kind of jar, v'kovrono so, and you bury it near a Talmud Chacham, v'zuhi geniza so, and that is the geniza. That's a pretty much a quote from the Gemara Maseches Megillah, as the Beis Yosef points out. However, if we look down below at the, in the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef says, umashit's that whole point of putting it into the kli cheres is so that it does not go, does not spoil, it does not disintegrate. Kol kach b'mehira, as fast. The whole might the efshar l'tukune shiyamud yamim rabim mat kninan. So, because whatever we can do in order to extend its life, so that we should do. So that's the point. So there. So Gemara makes his point about a kli cheres. So it's not so much a kli cheres as much as it's try to keep it going and near a talmud chacham. So if we, I guess we skip to page four here, I think.
I was one time at a funeral of a good friend who passed away at an early age, unfortunately, and family was. You know, very connected to the Jewish community, and they buried many boxes of sidurim, which they put boxes of old sidurim and chumashim into the grave.
Right.
I've never seen that before.
No, so that is definitely a thing. Places that are very much on top of their Seamus situations will do that kind of thing. I realize I didn't put a. The page on you. Wait, you guys, do you guys both have a Shulchan Aruch accessible?
I only have the volume that we got.
Yeah, fine.
I had to go get it.
No. Oh, you're relying on the source sheet?
I have the one.
Okay. Well,
it's on the windowsill. It's like, it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Be right back.
It's hard to hear you. I don't know whether it's turned up the mic. But anyway, I mean, it's a little lower than it should be. Yeah, it's okay. If you're turning away on something from the mic,
you can tell you thought. Okay. The idea of burying Seamus, there are places that are very organized about their Seamus, and they bury everybody, at my parents' shul, so there was somebody very much on top of the Seamus, who was also in charge of the, of Shiva Minyan and making sure everything was set up, and he was the caterer in shul, so he used to have all these boxes around, so he was very careful, he would fill up these boxes that were, like, perfectly sized, and at every funeral would show up with 10 boxes of stuff and just put them in. That's good if you can deal with it. But this halacha about burial. So there's two things here. Number one, to point out the Shulchan Aruch. So the way the Shulchan Aruch spells it out is Sif Yud is Sefer Torah Shabala O Nifsal Nosin Oso B'Kli Cheres. Right, but Kovar Nos
Resh Pei
Resh Pei Beis Sif Yud.
Resh Pei Beis. Okay, Sif
Yud.
Okay.
So if you Sefer Torah Shabala O Nifsal Nosin Oso B'Kli Cheres. Bekovrono so etzel tamid chachamim v'zuhi geniza so, and you bury it by tamid chachamim, and that is its way of geniza. So the Taz here says with klicheres, right, adds in this idea sheyesh lo kiyum yomim rabim, because that way it will last one hopes longer, and that's all that is mentioned here. However, the same, there is sort of a parallel simon that appears in Or HaChaim. So on the sources here, there you go. So on the sources here, there we go, on page 7. So the same halacha appears in Or HaChaim, where it says there, Sefer Torah Shabbalah manichin oso b'klicheres, v'gonzen oso b'kever tamid chacham, afilu eino elashona halachos v'lo shimish tamid chacham. Even if he's only somebody who's an expert in halachos. So it sort of minimizes this idea of it's not about being a massive tamid chacham, but somebody who knows a little bit, not necessarily somebody major posek or anything. If you go down to the Mishnah Berurah, then so the Mishnah Berurah talks about Sefer Torah, so to other svarim, expands it to other svarim. But klicheres yeh lo kiyos, that will last. The gonzen also, and that's the Mishnah Berurah. But who had din shar svarim shabala? Same thing with every shein tzarich legonzan, but aser lesorfen, as opposed to burning them. So afal gav de kavana so shalev oli de bizayun, even though you might have in mind when you burn them that you don't want it to be mivaza, you don't want it to be disgraced. Mikol makom derech hashchasa of it, you have actively destroyed it. The chasav Rambam be mitzvah lo tase simin samachay. Right, that is in the Sefer Mitzvos, Shama'avid kisvei kodesh over belav de lo tasu kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, v'hu adin b'chol tashmishe kedusha yesh li zar bazeh. That you're actually, claims the Rambam, you're actually in violation of lo tasu kein, which is the pasuk following the mitzvah to destroy avodah zarah, and don't do this to Hashem. So you'd be in violation of that if you go ahead and destroy something that otherwise shouldn't be destroyed. Okay, so that is, So that sort of brought it down a little bit. It's not so much about burying it by a Talmud Chacham. It's more about burying it in the ground as opposed to and not being mevazeh by burying it by somebody who would not be considered a Talmud Chacham at all. The Piskei Tshuvos here adds in that this idea of a klicheres, where exactly are you going to find a klicheres, especially once you've expanded it? I mean, it sounds like in order to get rid of a Sefer Torah, you need some kind of specially made vault. In Or HaChaim, it's expanding it to other types of svarim as well. And the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes those that say that if you don't have a vault, you can put it in like a wood crate, and if you could line the wood crate with plastic, so that would be even better. It's somewhat a way of protecting it as opposed to allowing it to be destroyed. So that's really what you're trying to do. There's no real special burial process that we're attempting to achieve with this halacha here. Okay.
You mentioned this caterer who used boxes. I presume those are just cardboard boxes.
What? Right. So the cardboard box. So the, I think the idea. Well, yes, the idea of the. Of the what's it called, of the clay, that's only for Sifrei Torah. I don't think that's brought down with regards to other mitzvahs, with regards to other Tashmishei mitzvahs.
Don't worry about a commentary.
Right. I don't believe so. I mean, if we in Or HaChaim, what did it say there? What did it say? Right. Sifrei Torah Shabbalah Manichim Lithu B'Klicheres. So the Mishnah Berurah, their comment, Shelokim Gonzen Oso, and the rest of Sorim. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the kli cheres by other things. That is just that you're just not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to actively destroy it. But to bury it as is, that's okay. The idea of the kli, the idea of an actual to try to cause it to be mekayim, to try to cause it to continue. So that seems to be a mitzvah that is specifically for Sifrei Torah. Now, does it extend? Where about mezuzos and tefillin and things like that? Which I have a whole box here right behind me filled with that stuff that's waiting for Seamus Day to come. Right, so here in the Piskei Tshuvos also seems to put it with other Tashmishei Kedusha. Yeah, he doesn't really break it down here. Right, but that, yeah.
I was looking into this a little bit, and I noticed there's companies online that will send you a box, and then they'll collect it.
They will, yes. That adds up pretty quickly.
Well,
we are attempting to have Seamus. The next time the LMS will do their truck, I've told them to alert me. And
I need a better.
Okay, so we're on board with that. So with Lower Merion, do we know when they're?
I think towards the end of the summer would be the next time. But I've lost everybody here.
We can hear you. If you can't hear you, us.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
I can see your forehead again.
Okay. not sure what happened. Okay, I can't see anything, but if you can see me, I'll continue and hope that this puts itself back together. Okay.
Maybe your camera got accidentally covered, so you can't see us. Can you hear us?
No. Yeah, I could definitely hear you. The camera is not. The camera that I could see. I think I might have pressed something on the screen that made the screen go blank. But
did it become small?
You became nothing. All right. Maybe we'll come back soon. Okay, so that's halacha yud. A clear move of kli charis is only for sifrei Torah and boxes are and other things don't require that. You're right. I don't really see where that clear move is. It's just that's the minhag, and the mishmar doesn't explicitly talk about it with regards to other tashmishei kedusha. Okay. So as we turn now to Sif Yud Aleph. So Yud Aleph is also just a quote in the Beis Yosef that he just quotes here from the Gemara. That would be on back to page one. That kol tashmishei ha sefer sheyesh behem kedusha aser linhog behem minug bizayon. Lefichach, you can't embarrass him. Therefore, matpechos svarim shabalu osim mehem tachrich lemeis mitzvah. Therefore, these things, the wrappings of the svarim that went to waste, so they can be used for tachrichim of a meis mitzvah. So that's coming. The Beis Yosef says that's what Mar Zutra says in the name of Rav Sheshes. Matpechos svarim shabalu osin osan tachrichim lemeis mitzvah v'zuhi geniza san. And that is the way that it should be put into geniza. Umediver Rabbeinu b'tur arachayim near the Rishus Yahiv ibau lemiavi tachrichim lemeis mitzvah shapir dami v'chein nira v'dalo kamash medivrei kan shal kapanim tzarach lasos kain. So the way the Torah writes it earlier in arachayim is not that this is like the ideal. To take the old Sifrei Torah covers and use them for meis mitzvahs. No, that's you have a rishus to do that. You have the ability to do that. I mean, if you can't, you have somebody who can't afford tachrichim or something, or the community is not able to afford tachrichim, so then you could use these the Sifrei Torah covers for that. But it's not like that's the mitzvah. It's not that that's what you should do with old Sifrei Torah covers. It's only that one is permitted to do so.
Must have had a different
kind of Torah cover or something.
The
tachrichim
are supposed to be white, are they not?
And they're usually kind of thin. Well, that's our modern tachrichim. They're made of. I'm not sure if there's specific halachos for them. They're supposed to be uniform.
Torah cover would be adequate for.
I think the minhag is for it to be linen. Sifrei Torah covers often are linen. I don't know. It's also I'm not sure they had white garments laying around. I think they would take the guy's kittel or take his talus or something. So here's a meis mitzvah. He doesn't have those things available. Okay. So let's go Yud Bey. So now a tiksha huchan l'sefer Torah. So the Torah talks about this this like cabinet that was set aside for the sefer Torah. V'hunachbo. V'chein ha-matpechos, and they would place in there, as well as the matpechos, va'aron v'hamigdal sh'menichim bo sifrei Torah, as well as maybe the Aron or some other thing, like the Migdal, the tower where they would place the Sefer Torah. Sa'afal pi she'ein manichin bo Sefer Torah keshuhu levado, ela keshuhu betik. So even though you don't put a Sefer Torah in it right up, straight away, rather a Sefer Torah right is not put into the Aron uncovered, the Sefer Torah is put into the Aron covered, right? So therefore, the Aron is not necessarily protecting the Sefer Torah itself, rather it's protecting the Sefer Torah cover. In which case, maybe it's not considered Tashmishi Kedusha, maybe it should be considered Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha. And then maybe wouldn't require burial. So, similarly, if you have like a chair, Shuhuchan Laniach Alav Sefer Torah. In some shuls, they don't hold the Sefer Torah, they put it in one of these Sefer Torah holder things. Rather than having somebody hold it, I once tried looking into which one was considered halachically better. Like, what's more covetic for the Torah, for it to be held by somebody or for it to be placed on something? I found it inconclusive. But anyways, v'chein akisik shulaniach alav sefer Torah v'hunach alav sefer Torah kulan tashmishi kedusha, and they're considered tashmishi kedusha v'yasurim, and therefore they would be aser. I mean, you can't use it for anything else. Ula acharsha yivlu o yishbaru nignazim. And therefore, after they fell apart, so they would have to be put into geniza. So why is that? Why are they not considered to be tashmishay, the tashmish and tashmish, second level things, which really meikar adin does not need to be placed into geniza?
We're talking about the covers.
No. Now we're talking about the aron or the paroches, or perhaps even the places that you put the Torah on, but whenever it's put on there, it's always covered. It always has its cover. So the cover itself is Tashmishi Kedusha and requires burial. But the things where the Sefer Torah is placed, so maybe that's not considered a direct Torah protection. That's considered a secondary Torah protection.
That's and there, a question that somebody asked me. What we're going to do with the
Aram,
our old
Aram. So it's a good question. So this is the halacha there. So it seems like we are machmer on it. So the Beis Yosef says, right, Hakol divrei HaRambam, besof hilchos sefer Torah, uveperek b'nei ha'ir. So Tanya, I'm on the Beis Yosef on the bottom of, I guess, still the first page. Tashmishi kedusha nignazin, right? Tashmishi kedusha need to be punta geniza. And what are those? So tikshel sefer Torah. The Garcin and Suhasim mentions there also Amar Rava Meresh Havamina. Originally, I thought that Korsaya Tashmish de Tashmishu, that the Korsaya, the curtain, I think is referring to the Paroches. So the Paroches was considered Tashmish de Tashmish, a secondary thing. So it came into Chazinan, however, Demutvin Sefer Torah Leha. But now that we see that we place the Sefer Torah on it, Amina Tashmish Kedushahi. So therefore, I think it's Tashmishi Kedusha. So what is he talking about, placing the Sefer Torah on it? So apparently the minhag was is that they used to take the paroches off and put it on the shulchan and use that to put the Sefer Torah on it. Now the paroches itself was used as the cover for the Sefer Torah. It was used as the cover for the shulchan for when the Sefer Torah was placed upon it. So Rava is saying here, oh, well, now that I see that it has direct contact with the Sefer Torah, so therefore it should be considered Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore would require burial. So Venira Shemefarish HaRambam, so it seems like the Rambam explains, the Tashmish to Tashmish, Hainusha Sefer Betoch HaTik. So Tashmish to Tashmish would be a Sefer within a Tik, VaTik Al HaKursei, and the Tik is on something else. Became in the Chazva, now that he sees Shepamim Harbe Motzin a Sefer Torah Mehatik, but here that we see that this people take the Sefer Torah out of the bag or out of its cover, right? Umosvi le akurse amar vade tashmish kedushi and place it directly onto this other thing. So therefore, that would definitely be considered to be tashmish kedusha. So the Isa. So the Isa Suhasam, the Beis Yosef continues on to the next page. It also mentions over there that Rava says, Hyprisa Tashmish to Tashmishu, that which is laid out is considered Tashmish to Tashmish, Kevin de Chazinan de Aifile Umanchi Sefer Torah Eluye, because it could be that the Sefer Torah is. Wait a second. Oh, sorry. Rav is saying that same thing. The cover on the Shulchan would be considered to be Tashrish to Tashmish. But then I saw, Bekevin de Chazin and the Aifi Light, Umanchi Sefer Torah Iluya. But then I saw that they place a Sefer Torah upon it. Inami Parsi Light Asifra. Amina Tashmish Kedushi, or I saw that they've used it to cover Svarim, I saw then that it should be Tashmish Kedusha. So Rava really knocks both a Paroches as well as the Shulchan cover, knocks it up to being Tashmish Kedusha. So the and the Rambam himself, when he mentions this, talks about all these things, even the Aron itself being Tashmish Kedusha, right? So why should that be? So the Chasav Harabinu Manoach al Divrei Harambam, Harun hu chibusa de itmar begemar, that the Aron is this chibusa that the Gemara was talking about. Vinami kumtere de sifre shepirshu bo shehu ha'argei shematzniyin bo sefer Torah. Or this other description, this protection for the Svarim that was mentioned there, which is also used to cover the Sifrei Torah. Vamigdal hu hasafsal hagavoa. And the Migdal is this tall closet type thing. Shehu al habima, shemaniach bo hachazan sefer Torah kishikorin bo. That the sefer Torah, that the chazan stands there, like this platform that the chazan would stand. Sefer Torah when he reads it. Veloshen mikrahu ben Nechemia. It's also used in a language in Nechemia. So what seems to come out here? All of these things. The Rambam seems to mention as being Tashmish Kedusha. Now, it's a bit of a question, why? Why should it be considered Tashmish Kedusha, right? It really is protection. That's not what Rava said. Rava was talking about the Paroches, and he said, well, because the Paroches specifically is used directly for the Torah, so therefore it's considered Tashmish Kedusha. Or the Shulchan cover is specifically used for the Torah, so therefore it's going to be considered Tashmish Kedusha. But the Rambam seems to have expanded this to include the Aron as well. So if you take a look, I'm not sure if, now I can't see my computer screen at all, but in the Bach, on the right side of the page, if you see the second Dibur, I have like a line there that's underlined. But he says there, Umashakasev va'aron v'hamigdal is the Dibur HaMaskil. Are we still there? I can't see anybody.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Okay, so about six lines down, the way he records this halacha is El keshu betik afilu hachi lepamim manicha v'alav sefer Torah keshu levado. That there's like once in a while a sefer Torah is placed there, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva in which might be in this. I think I forgot if I put in the source sheet. I think it is in the source sheet where he sort of expands that to mean all of these types of things. Because it's Sefer Torah connected, and because every once in a while a Sefer Torah might be put in there without a cover, so therefore it's considered to be Tashmishi Kedusha. And that really is the minhag. The minhag is, even though I think, you know, it seems like one can make a strong case that a Sefer Torah would not be, that an Aron Kodesh would not be considered Tashmishi Kedusha, because it's never in direct contact with the Torah, sometimes maybe it is. So therefore the minhag is to treat it as Tashmish Kedusha. So now, what does one do with it? So it is a problem. It is a problem what to do with old Aron Kodeshes, which is why we were offered and why I rejected the old Aron that was. I think it was. Actually, I think currently it's used in this new shul. Now that I think it was, it's used in the new that new shul that was made behind behind Domino's Pizza. I think it's being used there, but it was offered to us because it was in Masifta, and prior to Masifta it was in the Lower Merion Synagogue Social Hall, and prior to being in the Lower Merion Synagogue Social Hall it was in Har Zion. I think it was in the Har Zion Aron has traveled around, because there isn't such great ideas as to what to do with it. Let's just do Yud Gimel, and then we'll cover a little bit more as to what to do with the old Aron Kodeshes. So, So the Beis Yosef here continues on. Oh, continues on. First of all, just an important halacha here, that the next piece where it says Mashakasuv Gabi Tik V'Kisei Shehuchan the Sefer Torah V'Hunachbo, says, so it was made for it, and it was used for it. Because, says the Beis Yosef, Bishum Dim Huchan Velo Hunach, if it was prepared for it but was never used for it, oh, Hunach Bo Velo Hukach Lekach, or it was used for it but was never prepared for it, Eino Kadosh. That's not considered Kadosh, as we learn in Nigmar Hadin, Tzarbe Velo Azmene, O Azmene Velo Tzarbe, Shari Lemay Tzarbe Zuze. That a tefillin bag that was not prepared to be a tefillin bag, that was used for it but was never prepared for it, or was prepared for it but was never used for it, you could use it to hold money in it, right? So if you have some kind of, people have found creative usages for things for tefillin bags, so if it was something that was not created for it, it technically does not attain Kedusha. Similarly, if it was made for it but was not yet used for it, so you have a brand new tefillin bag, so it doesn't have Kedusha yet until it is used for tefillin. And the same thing would be by all of these halacha. This is known as the halacha of hazmana lav milsa, that just setting something aside. There's a Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin that discusses this. It goes on for like a daf and a half, discussing this halacha of whether hazmana milsahi or hazmana lav milsahi. We pass in hazmana lav milsahi. So things that were set aside for use for Kedusha, but was never actually used, so it is technically not Kadosh. So, for example, I have a roll of several rolls now of ritzuos, right, that has been that come wrapped. So in order for me to cut ritzuos, so there's a set length about how long ritzuos are supposed to be for the shel yad and the shel rosh and the different, you know, whether you're a Sephardi shel yad or an Ashkenazi shel yad is a little bit slightly different length. So I have these marks on the floor, and I just lay out the ritzuos from one end of the room until I get to the mark, and then I cut at that mark. Which was measured beforehand. So Rabbi Cohen would always get upset with people when their ritzuos would drag on the floor. How can you put the ritzuos on the floor? Hazmana lav milsahi, right? That they're not set aside for the mitzvah. They haven't been used, even though they might have been made for the mitzvah, they haven't been used for the mitzvah yet. So therefore, they don't actually have any kedusha. And then let's move to do Yud Gimel, and then we'll cover this in the Shulchan Aruch. So Yud Gimel says, Teva Shenishpara, if you actually have a table that broke, or a closet that broke, or an aron that broke, mutter lasos mimena acheres, you could make another one. Ad v'aser lasos mimena serafra flakise. Now, it is prohibited to make from it a footstool. I mean, you can make something of it of equal kedusha, equal kedusha, even though it might be smaller, but not of lesser kedusha. And that's a memra of Rava in Perek B'nei Ha'ir. Fine. So now we can turn to the Shulchan Aruch itself. Sif Yud. We did Yud Aleph. Did we do Yud Aleph? Yeah. Well, actually, we didn't do it inside Shulchan Aruch. So just quickly, Yud Aleph is Mapichus Svarim Shabalu. Oh no, that's right. Mapichus Svarim Shabalu. Osin Osam Tachrich and Lemes Mitzvah Vezuhi Geniza Son. Right. So the Shachir points out, as we pointed out, I think from the Mishabura, Kasa Beis Yosef Dahinu Derushus LaSoskin. You have a permission to do this. Veinu Chiyah, but it's not like it's obligatory. Vedaver Vechein Nira Yimasha Kasa Barachayim Simin Sham Sifdalid Yecholim LaSos. You could make it. I mean, the language is a little different in the Shulchan Aruch there. There it says Yecholim LaSos, as opposed to here where it says Osin. So the Shach is saying that we assume that there's no specific halacha to do this. It's just that one is permissible, permitted to do it, and that's what the Taz points out as well. Good. Now Yud Beis. So what about these tik shehuchan l'sefer Torah? If you have the a bag or a cover for a sefer Torah, v'hunach bo, v'chein. Sorry, you have the what's it called? A container for a sefer Torah, and the Torah was placed in it. V'chein hamatpechos, or you have the mantle. The aron, the hamigdal, shemanichim bo sefer Torah, and the aron and the migdal in which the sefer Torah was placed, afal pisha ein manichim bo sefer Torah kashu levada, even though you don't put the sefer Torah in it without a cover on it, el kashu batik, unless it's in some kind of cover, v'chein hakisei shehuchan, and similarly to a kisei shehuchan laniach sefer Torah alav, v'hunach kulam v'hunach. Kulam tashmishi kedushim. They're still all considered to be tashmishi kedusha. V'asurim, and prohibited to be used for other things. Ula achar sheyivlu o yishperu nignazim. And after it falls apart, so then you can put it into geniza. I mean, to even just break it apart, is a problem. Let's do Yud Gimel, and then we'll see one possible Eitzah. So then Yud Gimel, it says, Teva Shenishpura Mutr La'asos V'mena Acheres. That if you have a Teva that broke, it's permitted to make from it other ones that are smaller. But you can't, Asr La'asos V'mena Kisei, but you can't make something of lesser value. So if you have an Aron, you can't turn it into a chair for the Sefer Torah. Or a Kisei, a chair for the Sefer Torah, you can make a smaller chair, but you can't make a Sharfuf. A safsal katan, a small chair, which I so translate as being a footstool. Right? You can't make it for something that is objectively lesser. Fine. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what are the possible eitzas here? So, well, we could skip. Actually, it's not on. You have your Shulchan Aruch. So, one possible eitzah, and I'm not sure how to apply this yet. I just noticed this today and figure out how to do it. One is, if you look in Sif Yud Ches, it says Yud Zayin, Kol Masha Aser Lishnosu LeKedusha Kala Imachruhu Shiva Tuve Ha'ir B'Maimer Anshei Ha'ir Mutter. That all these things that you're not allowed to change to a Kedusha Kala, if it's sold by the Shiva Tuve'ir, by the seven elders of the city, so then it's mutter, sounding like it's permissible, like you can use it. Now, and not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah adds in that Shiva Tuve'ir is not, you don't specifically need to have Shiva Tuve'ir, means the people that are in charge of the shul. So if, the shul president, the board, decides to sell it, it sounds like you can sell it and pocket the money. That's what it sounds like. I look a little bit more into what the background is for that, because that sounds like it just erases the rest of the halachos we've been learning here. But of course, to do that, you also need a buyer. The other eitzah is something that we discussed. I think it's on the last pages of the source sheet, but we discussed it a couple of weeks ago. And that is in Kuf Nun Dalid, Sif Sif Vav, right at the end. So the Ramak talks about the paroches that we use. So he says, first of all, the paroches that we have, that we just hang, doesn't have Kedusha of our own, it only has Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, so in theory, it maybe doesn't need to be buried. And similarly, the things that are used to hang the paroches means considered outside of the Aron. And despite the fact that Rava saw them use these paroches to cover the shulchan, he says, we apparently don't do that anymore. But nevertheless, it is prohibited to make from them wood. I'm not sure what Shem is Samnim Bo Hakriya, from which they will make readings from, make announcements from, because that is not, because that's a lower level of Kedusha. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah adds in here, in Sif Lamed Aleph, where it talks about She'enan Kedushin. So the lines above where it is underlined, so the line right above that, it says Va'ayin Taz Shemefakfei Ktsas Al Ma Shenoagim. No, I'm sorry. The underlined part. It says V'kedusha Sa'aron Hu Dafka Kishosin Ososhia Kavul Yolam. It's only if the Aron is a permanent Aron. V'az Afilu Nisyaishin Ha'aron V'yasu Acher Afilu Hachi Ein Lishdamesh Berishon Lo Ridu Mekdusha. V'ayim Osin Oso Lizman Achiyarchiv Hashem Lasos Aron HaKodesh. Right, Karoi La'acher She'osa Aron Hasheni Nispatel Kedusha Aron HaRishon. But it was only made for a certain amount of time, so then the Kedusha would be batal. So this, by the way, might have come up, you know, people that had minyanim in their houses and stuff during COVID, and therefore set aside some kind of space to hold the Sefer Torah. So if it was only considered to be for a temporary amount of time, so it's only a temporary amount of Kedusha, right? So that's one thing. But if you look at the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom in Chaf Gimel, so he says, the lo hatakti mashakasav hataz. I did not put in the Mishnah Berurah that which the Taz says. Better it's better to use it for a lighter kedusha than to bury it than to bury it. So the because the Shaar HaTzion says because I disagree. However, the minhag seems to be to follow that Taz. So what does he mean there? That if you have an Aron Kodesh and now you don't need it to hold Sifrei Torah anymore, but you could use it for other things of Kedusha, even though it would be lesser Kedusha. So, for example, to use it as bookshelves, right? So the Taz would say that that would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy with it. However, we seem to be that we would paskin lekula that would be permissible. So, so what are the options to do with the Aron? One possibility is to try to sell it. Now, I'm not sure selling it means... Selling it probably means that it needs to retain its kedusha, though. So I'm not sure that that's allowed. But to sell it to somebody who's then gonna chop it up, that doesn't work. So I'm not sure there are too many options for selling it. But the other option could be not a great option, but to keep it and let it and use it to hold other things. So if we have svarim that need to be in storage or shemus that needs to be in storage. So presumably that would be permitted to keep in the Aron until it breaks. If it breaks, so then one can go ahead and bury the pieces in the ground. I would also add that it would only seem to apply to the top of the Aron, not the bottom of the Aron, meaning the top where the Torahs are kept, that part is Teshmishei Kedusha. But the bottom part of the Aron where other stuff is kept, so that stuff is... that's not going to consider therefore making Teshmishei Kedusha. So that could then be I guess it seems like it could be destroyed at that point. All right. So I hear a little bit of noise downstairs. Maybe we'll stop here. There's some other things to talk about in the Sif. Mir Sashem will get up to that next week.
Well, if you had a minyan in the Shiva house, a lot of times people will cover the table with a talus and put the Torah on that.
Right.
Right,
so I don't think so. I think that falls into that din of Hasmana Lav Milsa, right, where it said that it needs to be prepared for it and used for it. All right, I was going to mention that. So if you use a tablecloth or a talus to cover a table to hold the Sefer Torah, so that wasn't designed for that. That's like a temporary use, and therefore that would not turn into Teshmishei Kedusha. Okay? All right. Yashar Koach. I'll see you soon.